is up. No, I'm not talking to the Yankees. I'm talking to you guys and girls out there. It's your favorite day out, Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Now, please mind the glass as usual. Don't want the peace sign. Oh, batting practice at Yankee Stadium. Home run derby at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees lose their sixth. 6 in a row. Lifeless. Versus the Detroit Tigers. And a man who I've been saying the Yankees should do whatever it takes to get, because it's about winning a championship, not coddling prospects, hoarding prospects. Tarik Skubal, who went into the Bronx, had an early 4-0 lead, and shut down the Yanks. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 9 strikeouts. While the supposed ace of the Yankee staff, Cam Schlittler, and it's funny, go watch that first inning again. Michael Kay goes on to say in the first inning, Cam Schlittler has this aura about him, like nothing bothers him. Crack, crack, back-to-back homers, and then another homer, 4-0 in the first inning. How about that aura? Carpenter and Green go back-to-back. Torkelson hits a homer as well. 4-0. Now, Spencer Jones had the ball in his glove. Pops out. Tough break. Those are never easy catches. Gives up a career-high 4 homers. Listen, Cam Schlittler's been awesome all year. You're bound to have one of these, or maybe a couple of these. And he's still a rookie. He's still a young buck. And I don't think it's fair to put all that pressure on him to be the ace of this staff. That is why I'm going to keep banging the drums like I did for Juan Soto to the Yankees, for Tarik Skubal to the Yankees. You did it for Soto, and you saw what happened. You got to the World Series. The man carried you. You need that stud at the top of the rotation you could depend on. Max Fried, back-to-back years, dealing with an issue. Gerrit Cole coming back from Tommy John. Will Warren's been cold. Ryan Weathers stinks again. Carlos Rodon, you don't know what you're going to get from him in the playoffs. Tarik Skubal, he's going to go out there and give you 6-7 innings, back-to-back Cy Young Award winner, and you know, most nights he is not going to get rocked. And he's looking to get paid. Now, you worry about that whenever baseball comes back, whether it's next season, full season, half season, never a season. But it's about winning a championship now. You haven't won since 2009. Been to one World Series after 2009. You lost to the Dodgers in 5. Aaron Judge's prime is running out. The American League is weak. This is the time to go all in. I don't care how you feel about your prospects. Because who's to say, okay, your prospects come up. Are you guaranteed that they're going to be studs, stars? Or do you go with the absolute star, the ace, the 2-time Cy Young Award winner, multi-all-star Tarik Skubal? I go that route. Now you're going to say, well, the Yankees have been historically bad during this hitting during this stretch. Historically bad. What is it, 16 hits? In a span of what, 5 games? That's a record for the Yankees? Team average well under 200. Everyone struggled in the lineup. It was nice to see Ben Rice finally hit a homer. But this Yankee lineup, I mean, it's not good right now. Missing Judge, missing Stanton, missing Trent Grisham. I can't believe I said that one. Missing key guys that extend this lineup. Well, you don't have to play guys like Schumann every day, Spencer Jones every day, who Yankee fans are so down on. This is why during the offseason I said, trade him. Go get the help you need. No, I don't want to include him in a trade. How many times have Yankee fans say, no, I don't want to include this prospect? No, I don't want to do it. Prime example, Anthony Volpe. Talked about forever. I'm not trading him. He's the next Derek Jeter. Whoops. Now what? Tampa could have crumbled. They could have crumbled. They had a big lead on the Yanks, lost it, and now they're up 2.5 games, 4 in the loss. You don't think they're going to try to make a move at the deadline? They have a lot of young talent. If I'm them, I'm going for it too. And Tampa's known to make great trades. They're going to go for it. Especially when the American League is weak. You have to. I can see if the American League had 10 teams over 500, 11 teams over 500, the AL East was, you know, everybody's within 3-4 games of each other. They're not. It's just the Yankees and the Rays. The Blue Jays, who dealt with a lot of injuries to start the season, are still fumbling. The Orioles, they signed Pete Alonso. They got a bunch of guys. They're struggling. The Red Sox, yes, they swept the Yanks. They've been a disaster. It's a two-horse race in the AL East. The Tigers are most likely going to look to move Skubal because they're not good themselves. 37 and 49. Talk about it every show. Look at the American League. Two teams in the East over 500. Two teams in the Central over 500. Two teams in the West over 500. That's six. Six teams. That is it. The National League has what, 10 or 11? And if there's one guy in this town, we talk about Aaron Glenn's on the hot seat. We talked about Mike Brown before he won an NBA championship. Oh, that feels so good to say. Oh! What an NBA championship, taking the New York Knicks and then a 53-year drought. That if he didn't get to the finals, his hot seat was going to be extremely hot, and maybe he'd be gone after a year. Jordy Fernandez, we'll see what happens with him. And the 9 Net fans out there, how they feel about him. Aaron Boone is on the ultimate hot seat right now. This team has no life, no energy. There's nothing. This team's flat. They look like the Mets. They're flat. This is not the New York Yankees we're accustomed to seeing. June swoon or no swoon. Doesn't matter. Now, I know you're missing Fried, Stanton, Grisham, Judge, McMahon's coming back. I know Fried threw some. You're missing a bunch of guys. I understand that. But this team has no pulse right now. None. Jazz Chisholm, concussion protocol. I can't believe people are still talking about this lollipop. Who cares? The Yankees have bigger issues right now. I guarantee Aaron Boone wishes the only thing the Yankees were talking about and fans were talking about and the media was talking about was a stupid lollipop. If anybody should be mad about lollipops, it should be me. Thanks to Jazz Chisholm, I can't stop eating blow pops. The Yankees are flat right now. I know it's a long season, but there's no signs of life. They're terrible right now. Terrible, top to bottom. You know, Ben Rice was up for MVP. Not anymore right now. And who knows when Aaron Judge is coming back? So what do you want to do, Yankee fans? Are you panicking? Are you happy June's over? It's July 1st. Rent is due. Trade deadline month. Go get your legitimate ace at the top of the staff. Because again, you don't know what you're going to get from Gerrit Cole. He's been bad his last couple starts. Max Fried. Is he going to be 100%? Are you that confident he's going to be 100%? Cam Schlittler, it's not fair to put all that pressure on him to be the ace of the staff, to be the number one. Two or three, sure. One, when you've got Rodon, Cole, Fried on his staff. He needs some bullpen help as well. So what do? Some would say, well, I'd call George Lombard Jr. up for some offense. Well, he's hurt himself. The Yankees have a lot of questions right now and a lot of issues right now. And I don't know when they're going to get better. Now, you can look at their schedule. I know they dominate the Central. Got one more with the Tigers. Then the Twins come in, who are their punching bag. Human pinatas. So maybe they beat up on them and get right. And then they got a big series, four-game series in Tampa, which will be Yankee Stadium South. There'll be a lot of Yankee fans there. A four-game set with Tampa. The question is, how do they arrive in that series? And who's with them? What reinforcements are back? Will there be reinforcements back? Or the Yankees selling us a bill of goods that expired, that are not good? I think the Yankees are lucky that the American League is weak. Because if it was like the National League, they'd be in trouble of not making the playoffs. But since the American League stinks, they'll make the playoffs. Will they have home field? Who knows? But right now, July 1st, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. I like Tampa. I like those teams that put the ball in play, that play station to station, that play small ball, have some pop as well, steal bases. The Yankees steal bases, I know. But right now, between the two lineups, which one are you taking? I'm taking Tampa. And they've showed that grit. They could have folded when the Yankees overtook them. Would have had, what, a 6.5 game lead? And the Yankees overtook them, and then Tampa came back? They had their mace wound? And here we are, July 1st, with a big four-game series next week to start the week versus Tampa. Four games before then, are the Yanks 2.5 out? Are they 5.5 out? Are they tied? Which way you think they're going to be, Yankee fans?